Okay, yeah, now I can hear you. How are you doing? How was your vacation? You were on vacation one of the weeks, right?
It was. We went to Sicily for 10 days. It was beautiful.
Nice. That's the hottest thing.
We had a great time.
It's the hottest thing. Yeah. Oh, nice. That's the place I would love to go.
Well, you know, it has a great, they call it the, we had a wonderful guide, and she, Sicily is made up of, it's such a strategic island in the Mediterranean that everyone has wanted to conquer it at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a layers and layers and layers of different people which have brought different histories to the island, starting with the Greeks and then the Romans and then the Carthaginians, the Phoenicians, the and then the Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And then the the Muslims, and then others, and finally the Americans, mm-hmm, invading. Yeah, the Germans, then the Americans, and then finally the Italians have it back for themselves. So it's a kind of a.
Has the notoriety been downplayed?
A multi-layered cake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the home of course, the mafia, and so we had to hear about that. So we had lots of education on World War II and the invasion there in Sicily, and then the mafia, and we visited where they filmed a little bit of the A Godfather, and so it was really interesting, and we visited Mount Etna, which is still steaming and ready to go anytime, so it's very exciting.
Wow.
That's
cool.
It's a wonderful place. Most people think of when they visit Italy, they never go to Sicily, and we spent the entire time there, and it was well worth it. It was beautiful.
That's good. Now I know that that's a place I need to go. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I'd highly recommend it. And quite diverse population, very interesting people, and very, very welcoming, very warm. And Mount Etna makes for, you know, the thing I didn't understand was the volcanic earth, you think of it as black dust, but it's in fact very rich with minerals and nutrients, and so it makes very good earth.
Mm.
So great farming around there, particularly for growing vineyards and wine. So lots of great vineyards in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
Lots to learn. Anyway, so, let's learn a little bit about how your week was and bring me up to date.
Okay,
all right. Was that here?
No. Well, okay, so we'll tell you since we last talked, you know, we told you that the huge thing for us that we've been really behind on, of course, is segmentation, especially with our reassignment, like clients that we're trying to reassign to other advisors or to our client advisory center. The update since then, and I guess people can, other team members can elaborate, is that we've really taken a hard look at the list again, and we've been calling a few people. There's some people that, because we don't have relationships with, we just went ahead and reassigned them to the Client Advisory Center. And we've also narrowed down the advisors that we want to talk to. Advisors that we want to talk to, you know, as far as, you know, the other ones that we want to reassign certain clients to. So we've made progress in that, and right now we just yesterday, we went over the list again to see who else we can go ahead and just start the process of reassignment. So we really wanted to just roll up our sleeves with that. We've also Keisha's pushed back some of the monthly calls for another month or so.
Into September.
Because we want to make sure we segment our book properly. We don't want to do it in a half-mannered way. So we want to make sure that that's right. However, on the positive side of that, it's given us time to really just continue to say, okay, within our Butler list or within other lists, like, who can we just go ahead and just start to, how can we dwindle down this list more and more? How can we identify those COIs? How can we identify those niche markets? So we've been really working a lot with just making sure we're focusing our time and not having a failure to segment, which is a point that you made in the last chapter, making sure that we're doing being successful in that area.
Okay. Good. Welcome back. It does pain me a little to think that you're putting off calling your clients, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's a complete putting off. I think that what we're telling them is that we aren't going to really fully get started with the month-to-month calls until September. There are some of the clients that we are still getting in contact with.
We're still meeting.
We're still in contact with them, but to implement the program to the fullest extent is just taking more time than we thought it would, simply because we're still contacting clients and letting them know that they're being reassigned and that sort of thing. In the meantime, we're still meeting, and the meetings are, what we're finding is that the meetings are more in-depth. I'm just coming off of a two-hour meeting with a client and an elder care attorney, client and his daughters, actually, that we had not met before. I had met with them in years, so we had an opportunity to meet, and it was really good. So it bodes well for what we're doing as far as downsizing the book and segmenting the book, so that we can have more time to do this. But what it didn't want to do was to overpromise and underdeliver versus
right
the vice versa. Yeah, so.
All right, so this is where we were probably, 10 years ago when we first did Supernova. We waited until we were completely ready to implement Supernova before we started making the calls. And here's what happened. It seems like a great idea, because then we're going to be totally ready. The problem is you don't know what it's going to be like because you haven't practiced. Mm-hmm. So we then went to a staging in process over the full 12 weeks where we staged in getting clients, starting with 10 and then 15 and 20 and so forth.
Okay.
And that taught us a lot, because what happens is you don't know what it's going to be like until you do it. And if you do it all at once, it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's probably what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is not wait till September, okay? I want you to stage it in, because you're going to learn from doing it. And I'm going to be here to answer your questions. Otherwise, I'm not there. See, I mean, that's the problem. The guys would wait until the course was over, and then they wouldn't have anybody to call. It'd be like, oh my God, who do I call? Because this is what's happening. This is what the guy said. And what should I do? And then you're just kind of doing what you think maybe you should do, and not what is actually right.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to start. Sign up 10 clients and put them in the scheduler and put Gerald to work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Calling them and getting used to what is 1242. So you know, all of a sudden it's going to be an appointment, a folder. It's going to come in. He's actually going to have to do something scheduled. Not that you don't do that now. You do. But this will be part of the, quote, program. And you'll look and see, is this a monthly call? Is this a quarterly review? Is this a semi-annual meeting where they're coming in?
Okay.
So you all have to get used to this. This is not something you can do all at once and just, it's too much.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to practice. Put 10 people into the scheduler and practice. As they come up, you get the folders ready, watch, you know, then meet with the clients, write in the folder, then put it back into the file, and get used to that flow of process.
Mm.
You know, it's just really important you do that.
And that makes sense. That's kind of what we've done with the, as far as downsizing our book. It's been a process. You know, ideally we would have been able to wipe out, you know, 150 people at once, but the reality is that we couldn't do it. And so it's taking us longer than we want to, but we're learning as we go as well. So what you're saying is that we need to do both things, both and, not either or.
Yeah, you actually need to do all three, right? Mm-hmm. You need to segment, you need to organize, and then you need to acquire. Because we need to practice acquiring at the same time that we're doing all these things, because guess what? You're going to be doing that when you are by yourselves. And you want to get used to this flow of, oh, I've got a meeting with a center of influence today. So you want to schedule those appointments also, so that you get the feel for what it's like. I've got a center of influence meeting today. I've got two calls I've got to make to clients. Not overwhelming, just what's the system look like? What's it feel like? So just think of it as three people swimming down the pool together rather than everybody watching one person swim.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got your segmentation process going on, you've got your organization process going on, and you've got your acquisition process going on. All three are happening at the same time. Different people are in charge of different things.
Mm.
Hmm.
To me, I'm involved with, I think
I'm involved.
Kind of.
Kind of.
You're not involved with the acquiring and
yeah.
the segmentation. I think all of us are involved in that.
Yeah.
The organization as far as your calls, I mean, that's you scheduled, and that's more scheduling. But as far as segmentation, you have input, but that's not your full baby.
Yeah, that's really calling me into
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I hear, but that makes sense because it's true. Like, I think Keisha was getting overwhelmed thinking about this, setting up all these calls at one time, and that's why we kept pushing it, thinking we had to do just turn, put the switch on, and then we're ready to go, like, go live, and
yeah.
it won't. And I mean, and honestly, there's been a few clients, remember you said there's a few clients that called looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one client that I did start the monthly call cycle with. Because we didn't, they were expecting it. We had them in the schedule already, so we went ahead and I did it. And it was actually really nice to speak to them. And so
this, is not, this won't be painful. This is fun.
Yeah.
None of it. I don't think it's the most painful part to me is the segmentation.
Right.
The one for me is organization.
Mm-hmm. But once it's all done, then it's going to be, you know, you've got a surgery calls for pain, but it's supposed to fix. So
yeah. Right. The problem that you guys are doing, unfortunately, is you're using a butter knife. You need a scalpel.
Oh, wow. Okay. Explain. I get the analogy. I get the analogy, but be specific. Talk to me. What should we be scaffolding? How should we scaffolding? What's going wrong?
Seriously, you're taking an operation that can be done in a short period of time, let's say, a couple weeks, and you're making it over 12 weeks and even more. So the slower you do it, the more painful it is for you guys.
Okay, so what should we, what, be specific.
Well, just think about it. Clients are not going to feel any difference if it takes 12 weeks or it takes 2 days. The question is, where's the pain? The pain is all inflicted on you guys because you're taking so long to do it. The clients are going to hear the message. They might as well hear it fast and get it over with.
Then we're going to be flooded with a lot of calls saying, why are you getting rid of me? I'm taking this very personal. I don't like this. I've been with you since the beginning, and now I'm not good enough for you. So, I mean, that's a very difficult thing because I had a call like that last week, and I know as we continue to make these calls, it's draining emotionally. So I know Gerald can't either take all of that all at once. That's very difficult to do.
Okay.
Bobby, you still gotta deal with the scars that are left if you're not doing it carefully. Mm-hmm. And you've heard it said before, we gotta live in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But remember, you're helping them, all right? I mean, that's the way you've got to feel. You've got to feel like they're going to get either better service or at least as good an experience as they've gotten in the past.
And we do that. And there's some people that get it, and then there are others that are wounded because they're real bottom line. And it takes, I don't know, how long did you spend with
me? 25 minutes.
So, I took time to talk with her, and then after I left, I left town to, she called back after I left to talk another 30 minutes with Keisha to convince her that it was for her best. And that's one person.
And then we got to do another follow-up call this week with her. That's 3 calls for one person.
Okay.
I just think it's...
Go ahead. With her? Where is she going?
She's going to be with another FA advisor here.
Okay, now that other advisor is not doing anything to make this work for you guys?
We haven't, I mean, not yet. I mean, because, I mean, this is very new. You know, we told her what we were doing, and, you know, she's, so to answer your question, no, not yet. I mean, it wasn't that, you know, we're placing you with another advisor and here she is. It was, here's what we're doing, here's why we're doing, here's why we think it's going to be best for you. And we will make sure that we place you with a person that we feel will be suitable for you, but be able to service you and give you what you need. So
what you're doing is taking away the doll, but not giving them anything else to play with. You wouldn't do that with a child.
Say that one more time. Oh, so you're saying anytime we do the call, we need to have the advisor there.
Yeah.
Right away. I mean, as we're letting them go, telling them, we're letting you go, and here's your person right here. Or should we say we're reassigning you, and they're going to call you today or tomorrow.
Well, whatever, it's best. Here's the best. Mm-hmm. The best is in person. Okay?
In person? What do you mean in person?
Very best is in person. Where they come in, you meet them, you tell them, you introduce them to their new FA, they walk out with the new FA, and he interviews them. Okay? That's the best. Next to that, on the phone. Tell them and then introduce them to their new FA on the phone, right then.
Okay.
Right then.
The third would be you tell them and tell them that the new FA is going to call them.
Mm. Okay.
That's going to lead to a half an hour conversation. Mm. The other two leads to 15-minute conversation. what you've done is set up a three conversations when one was all that was needed. I'm not saying that emotionally you're not doing the right thing. But the outcome is going to be the same. It's just an emotional drain on you guys to do it the way you're doing it. You're taking all the pain without giving them any benefit. You gotta think this person is going to be better off with this new person. And the sooner and the quicker I can do that, the better.
Okay.
See, you're hung up on your ego that you are the only FAs in the world that can handle this client.
That's not it. That's the problem
that we all have. We all think that if we don't deal with them, they're not going to get a great experience. And the truth is,
That's not it.
Because for example, for some of these people, right? A lot of the ones we are reassigning have been here for 20 to 30 years, and especially if they're older.
Rob, it boils down to be, I protected you in your youth, and I expect you to protect me now. And short of that, short of developing that understanding, which takes more time with the type of clients we've been dealing with over the years, and we recognize that. And we want to do it without leaving the scars that I mentioned. So the question
is, the way you're doing it is going to leave any less scars. So you think by extending it and making it longer and more painful for you that somehow they're going to feel better about it. I don't think they are. I think what you're doing is making it harder on you and frankly harder on them, because you're not giving them any benefit, you're not showing them that they're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. So you're taking away something without showing them that they're going to be safe. One of the terms that I would use would be, look, I'm assigning you to John Jones. He's a wonderful guy. He's incredibly professional. He's been in the business for X number of years. I've told him about our relationship, and I've told him to treat you like family. Now, if you're not totally satisfied with him, I want you to come back to me, and I will find you someone else.
Okay. Here's the problem. And I hear you, and it really does make sense. It makes sense. The problem is that our clients feel the ones that we're having the difficulty with are the ones that are really like family. They become family. And then we have some that are smaller. Well, a lot of the clients that we're giving away are small, obviously smaller. And we're giving them to an advisor that does not have a lot of experience, because the ones who have experience don't want accounts that size.
Exactly.
I agree with you that there should be an introduction. That's a point well taken. But by the same token, it's just tough. It's tough on everybody. It's tough on us because we've become close to them. And I'm speaking for the ones that we're close to. There are others that we're just sending, and we, it's okay. But then there are others that are just more difficult.
Well, one of the things you guys could do would be to say, at this stage we've done enough. Let's move on and do Supernova. Treat these guys like butlers. And then in our quarterly calls, if we get really annoyed with the fact that we have to make the quarterly calls, then we'll fire them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the problem is that we still got to narrow it down. I mean, we can't keep everybody as a butler. We can't. It's just taking us longer than we want it to take. We agree that we've got to get it down, and we've got to get it down sooner rather than later, but it's just taking more time than we wanted to. And I think your point is well taken, that we have to have somebody that they talk to immediately versus we just reassigning you.
Yeah, that's just plain, you know, now you've got the operation, you know, you opened them up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just leaving them open, you know,
without
any anesthetic.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta do the operation and close them up and make sure they're done, you know, by giving them to that other person. Then they can call them four or five times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. So then, segmentation is taking longer than we wanted it to. We made progress, but we've got more to do. We've got so much more to do.
You know, Supernova is one of the hardest things you'll ever do. It's a complete makeover of your practice. You know, if in the past you made one change a year, that was a big deal. We're asking you to make literally dozens of changes all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So just understand that this is why very few are willing to do it. It's just too much. It's too agonizing. It's too painful. It's too much work. And then once you get it set up, you actually have to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to make the calls. You've got to be organized. You've got to do this. So just know that the process you're going through is one that will differentiate you in the market forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do it once, it's awful, but when you're done, you're different than anybody else.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. And we already see some of the ramifications of it, the benefits. We see that. It's one that we're buying into it and we're going for it. It's just taking longer. The painful part also to me is that, you know, when we finish with these calls, who do we go to when we have questions? Are you going to be available? Who's going to be available? Because I know that at some point we're going to have more questions, and maybe that's something we can talk about later. But as I see the progress that we've made. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we're done with the coaching, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're never going to be done, Gerald.
Oh. Okay, so we have questions, pick up the phone and call you. You're on call.
Right. And
okay.
We're going to have a different relationship, but it's seriously, I kid a little bit on that. Once you're with me, you never leave.
Well, you're not going to reassign us, huh? I don't want to call Rob talking about, there's a really capable person on my team that will take care of you better than me, and I don't want to hear it.
I've got a wonderful gentleman. I mean, I've got a number of clients, just like you do. And
okay.
We've been together, 8 years, and
okay.
We talk every month. And it's great. It's great for them. It's great for me. You know, they support my foundation through their donations to me, and I help you guys forever. So that's the purpose of my phone calls. I mean, that's why I do this. And I'm not interested in coaching a team that I then never hear about again. So, you know, the older I get, the more I want to keep the same people. Just like you. I mean, it's the reality.
Oh, you understand. All right.
He's not
Oh, you get it. That's great. Okay. Well, that's it because again, you know, I want to get through the segmentation part, and I want to get it done. I do want to get it done sooner versus rather than later, because I don't want any of us to be overloaded with what holds us back. But by the same token, I want to make sure that everybody is taken care of, that we are reassigning, particularly those who we've had relationships with over the years. Some of them we've had relationships prior to even me being here. But then, you know, just me, man. I guess it's just me.
Look, the fact that you're doing this, I can't tell you how many people I interview, once I explain what we actually do, they go, I can't do it. The fact that you're doing this is the tip of the hat to you guys, right? Because it isn't something that everybody is willing to do. They just say, no, I can't do it. So what they do is they make themselves stuck where they are. Because if you do a Franklin Close, you got all these benefits down one side of the page, and on the other side of the column is one thing, reassigning clients. So you get on the positive side, you get balance in your life, you get a productivity increase, you get better service for your existing clients, you protect your clients, you don't lose clients, you grow your business, all these, you're referable, you get more clients, you get more referrals, you double your business. That's on one side. And on the other side of the column is what's the trade-off? I have to reassign small accounts, okay? But some people just aren't willing to do that. To get all those benefits, they're still not willing to do that one thing. And you are. So just all I'm saying is try and do it as quickly as you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Okay. So think of yourself as a team in the ER, and you've got to take care of these patients as quick as possible.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
We're out of time. Unfortunately, I have a funeral I have to go to, so I have to stick with my schedule today. One of my good friends died, so I've got to go.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. Okay, you still in Florida, or are you back in Indiana?
I just got back in Indiana on a Tuesday night, so I'm Tuesday night and back to work on Wednesday here in Indiana.
Well, good enough. Well, we'll look to, is there anything that we need to talk about, that we need to think about, between now and next meeting that you were planning to talk about this time, but we didn't?
Well, the leadership piece is really important. And the leadership piece, you know, we tend to overlook it because we get busy with other things, but without the leadership, everything else suffers. And so Chapter 11 is about leadership. So watch the video, read the material. Here's the bullet points that I wrote to be a good leader, all right? And that is set the purpose, mission, vision for your team. Communicate that consistently, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. Hold ourselves accountable to each other. Help each other. Inspire by example and encouragement. Recognition monthly in the monthly meetings. Coach the players individually, monthly, one-on-ones. Now, I just am working with a team, and they are in, I think, month, you know, they're very close to the end of the year of coaching. And one of the things that they've done is they've been very diligent about monthly 12-4-2s with their people.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the, and they think that's one of the best things about Supernova has been the communication between the leader and the individual players on the team. So what we do is we make a folder for each player, each member of your team, and then the leader meets with them monthly and talks about how are you doing. You know, you guys talk all the time, but do you talk one-on-one seriously about your life, your career, and other things. So that is a big deal, and that helps the team not have any surprises, grow. You know, the annual review is a thing of the past then. People know exactly where they are. They know exactly how they're doing. It's an opportunity for personal development as well as professional development. So it's one of the roles of the leader, and it's probably the most important role.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Good enough. Well, I know you got to get to your to the funeral. We look forward to talking with you next week, and probably want to dig into this leadership piece a little bit more. I think that's very important as well.
Right.
So there are parts of Chapter 11 that I think that we, you know, we really need to look at. And so, guess we'll talk about that next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. Good enough.
Thank you.
A lot.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.